So what about stunting though? Because we didn't get any questions about stunted growth. And I know like I've had some horses that have, you know, babies that I've worked with that came through from not great backgrounds, and it did seem like they were stunted. So is stunting a real potential if a baby doesn't get the nutrition they need?
You bet. I'm glad you brought that up. Absolutely. Stunting is a real possibility. You know, I think my parents didn't feed me. That's why my height, but it worked out great in a career writing resources. It's a good thing. I'm glad my parents didn't love me. And when you're describing the stunting thing, I too was thinking this case of, you know, the animals that have been neglected and didn't get the right nutrition. And truthfully, yeah, they don't grow as tall and they don't reach their maximum height. And the comparison I like to use, and it's just basically stating a fact and however people will view it as such, but in the racehorse industry, if you look at a lot of our jockeys, they tend to come from third world countries where nutrition may not have been great with their growing up, and they ended up not getting as tall. Here in the States, we have great nutrition. People are getting taller and taller. I'm looking up at everybody these days. So if you're getting the good nutrition, you certainly you'll reach your genetic capacity. Whereas if you are limit fed, if you have poor nutrition when you're young and growing, then you certainly are going to have stunted growth. And then again, the other problem we get to it, and I kind of alluded to it earlier, was the compensatory growth situation, where if you have a young horse that's not been fed well and it's thin and you know that it has had poor nutrition, there's a little bit of a trick to trying to get it going back the way it should, because you can't just put a bunch of feed in front of it, really promote a lot of fast growth, because you're putting fast growth on a skeletal system that's been poorly developed to begin with. And we end up running into a lot of problems there. So if you've had a horse that hasn't had good nutrition and it's a young growing one, I'll just be really blunt. It's tricky as to how you go ahead and feed it up, because they will have fast growth. Once they get good nutrition in front of them, they will grow fast, but you have to be careful about the quality of growth, because that would be the one time where I'd be worried about growing too fast, is if you've had that horse that hasn't been fed well.
Yeah, so refeeding or neglect type cases are a little bit more challenging. Is that a time to get a nutritionist and or your vet involved?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that. And the interesting thing about veterinarians, again, they're trained in medicine and surgery and things that, again, if you have me advise you on that, good luck with your horse, because that's not my training. And I'm always impressed with veterinarians, because they do have to know something about everything, or so it seems. So in this case, I would tend to get somebody who's trained strictly in nutrition from the standpoint of they've been able to focus their attention on that. I do have some vet friends that are fantastic nutritionists, but most of them, you know, you have one class in vet school on nutrition, and the fact of the matter is they're covering all animal species, you know, in that nutrition course, and it's hard to get a lot of detail on it. Now, if it's one who does have a passion in nutrition and has taken upon themselves to get further education in that, certainly. And to be honest, even the veterinarian who may not have had that that passion to explore nutrition, they've at least had some nutrition background, as opposed to a lot of horse owners who may have never had any training in that area. So definitely seek a professional. Nutritionist is a great choice. Contact your local university where they might have the extension service. Those people, if they don't know the answers, they know who can, you know, they know who to contact in order to give you that information. But, you know, your veterinarian can provide you some guidance on that too.